Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, Mr. Chuck Broerman, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder.
How you doing? Thank you for having me this afternoon, Ted.
Doing wonderfully well. It's a treat to have you here, Chuck. Some encouraging numbers that you want to give us today.
Very encouraging. So there's over 300,000 ballots statewide that have been returned, but El Paso County leads the pack. We have 44,000 of our citizens that have returned ballots. We are number one. Jefferson County is at 40,000, and it's always good to hear that El Paso County citizens, our voices being heard in this important election.
Well, Chuck, you want to hazard a guess? What's got us so motivated here?
I think probably the issues at the top of the ballot, referendum CC and DD, probably have great interest in the minds of El Paso County citizens. But there's also a number of local issues, school board races, City of Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs, Fountain, and others. So I think there's a number of interesting races that people can weigh in on.
A quick refresher on CC and DD.
CC is what's commonly called as the Tabor Initiative that would permanently retain any overreaches with the state in the state coffers. So no longer would we be asked to retain those dollars, but automatically they'd be retained for higher ed, education, and transportation.
DD.
And DD is the initiative that allows sports gambling in the state. So that's the first for the state of Colorado.
And locally, 2C seems to have people talking quite a bit as well.
2CC is the extension of the old CC that constructed additional infrastructure in the city of Colorado Springs.
Wow. Something else going on, too, every election cycle, and maybe something new-ish since we started doing mail-in ballots, and you call it something.
Yeah, ballot harvesting. It was one thing to go door-to-door and encourage people to get out and vote and return their ballots, but what we've seen in North Carolina and California is sometimes people have not been good actors. They have, went door to door and giving ballots, offering to turn in those ballots for them. And, probably by and large, most people are on the up and up. If you're your next door neighbor, Ted, or the lady that you go to church with, services and stuff like that, Marjorie, she might offer to do that for you. You can trust it. But a perfect stranger going to your door and saying, "Hey, I'm here to pick up your ballot and drop it off." It's a little unsettling. It has your name and address. It has your signature on the back of it. I'm concerned about citizens' identity and protecting that. And your ballot is, your vote is your sacred, is sacred to you. And you shouldn't just let anybody have that. And, by golly, in El Paso County, we now have 26 ballot drop-off locations. So we make it incredibly easy for you to drop your ballot off without having to pay postage. But if you do want to put the 55-cent stamp on it and drop it in the mail, you have a few more days after about middle of next week. It gets a little dicey putting it in the mailbox and having it, which ends up going to Denver and then coming back. So, starting middle of next week, use one of our convenient drop boxes.
And, 26 locations. You'll find most of them around libraries. Is that right?
Well, government buildings.
Government buildings.
We do have East Library, which is the busiest. We have our county offices, our DMV offices. We now have one at the Park and Ride in Monument. We have it one at Fort Carson. We have it Regional Building, which is off Printers Park away. But go to epcvotes.com. We have the whole list. We have 10 additional ones for people to avail themselves of. Yeah. And we'll have 9 more by next year this time.
So you'll be adding them.
Adding them.
And it wasn't long ago we were talking about the fact that you had your electronic voting machines certified, passed with flying colors.
Flying colors. We do that audit for public inspection beforehand, and then we also do that afterwards to ensure the public that everything is copacetic.
So here we are, 44,000 of our ballots already returned in El Paso County. Right now, we're number one in the state. That's
number one
cool.
in the state. We think turnout will be about 41%. So that we think 165,000. So we're about a fourth of the way there.
Fantastic. Jefferson trailing behind us by about 4,000.
And let's
votes.
Keep it that way. Let's make El Paso County. Let's keep on pushing all the way to the finish line.
Make El Paso County count.
That's right. I love it. Let's do it.
And do not give your ballots to somebody you don't know, because you lose two things. You could lose your identity, but more than anything else, you are silenced
yep.
in the voting booth.
Could
you
be.
Are silenced.
Could
you lose
be.
Your vote. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, if it's somebody that you don't know. So yeah. Be extra careful. Chuck Broerman, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, thanks for bringing us some good news today.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Absolutely.